Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. After a recent riverine walk, we were offered the rare opportunity to tour the Antoine LeClaire House. Located on a hill at 630 East 7th Street in Davenport, this Tuscan Italianate-style mansion sits on a bluff where it can be seen from the river when you're near Lock and Dam 15. When we arrived at the house, our guide spent a little time pointing out external features. Built in 1855, this is a two-story building with six chimneys and a white wooden belvedere on top of a shallow-hipped roof. The house is made of red brick with white trim and green shutters. The roof also has wide bracketed eaves, providing additional visual interest. Our guide pointed out where there used to be a tunnel, which supposedly led from the house to the Mississippi River and to an outbuilding. This property had the first gas lighting in Scott County. Originally, there was a circular drive made of cinders that was lighted with gas lamps. At one time, the estate also had a carriage barn and stables, a summer kitchen, an ice house, and a plum grove. In 1974, when it was added to the National Register of Historic Places inventory, it was in a state of ill repair. We were all impressed with the lovely job of renovation that had been done over the past 40 years, though our guide pointed out things that still need to be done. The interior floor plan is basically unchanged from when Antoine and Marguerite LeClaire lived here. The upper and lower floors matched in room size and arrangement. Each floor consists of seven large rooms, four in the front square section of the house, and three rooms in the rear wing. There's a large hallway on each floor in the front main section of the house. An impressive feature is the three-story elliptical staircase with wide, easy-rise steps and a walnut banister and rail. This goes all the way to the attic. Most of the rooms have 12-foot ceilings with central rosettes which surround the gas fixtures. There are also fancy molded borders around the ceilings and original woodwork. Downstairs, the four front rooms were two parlors separated by a large open doorway on one side of the hall and a music room and study on the other. Off the music room is a 5-by-5-foot alcove which contained LeClaire's private shrine. The three rear rooms were dining room, kitchen, and cook's room. Upstairs, the front rooms were bedrooms and sitting rooms, while the rear were servants' quarters. It was interesting to get a closer look at the house on the bluff.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.